الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أفضل أنبيائه وخير رسله اللهم صل على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. All praises due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise him and we seek help from him. We ask forgiveness from him. We repent to him. And we seek refuge in him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who is guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed guided. And anyone who has been left astray will find no one to guide him. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only one without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger. Today is khutbah, inshallah, it's about the family in Islam. Continuation of the series that we started. And it's specifically from the exemplary role model of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as husband, father, and also his communication toward his children and grandchildren. Islam attaches great importance to the family. How it is established and how to keep it together. For the Muslim family to keep up its high position, it maintains a state of love and harmony. And you find in it the feelings of kindness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, which translates as Surah Al-Rum, verse 21, and among his signs is this, that he created for you wives from among yourselves, that you may find repose in them. And he has put between you affection and mercy. The Quran made it clear to married couples that each of them is essential to the other. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, which translates as, it is he who has created you from a single person, Adam. And then he has created from him his wife, Hawa, Eve, in order that he might enjoy the pleasure of living with him. Surah Al-A'raf, verse 189. It cannot be imagined that one could lead a normal, steadfast human life if there was a complete destruction of the normal family structure. Those people who call for the abolishment of the family structure do not do so for the good of the humankind. Their call was and still is a discordant sound in the passing of history. The happy family, which seeks stability and continuity, builds its life on firm principles, the most important of which are the raising of children, mutual respect for each other's right, and the couples can find the pure quietude that the Quran spoke about. And if a difference occurs between them, then true love will melt it away. The wise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, know that a person can sometimes be affected by an atmosphere of disagreement and feelings of hate. And then Shaitan finds what he is looking for, sought after for destruction of the existence of the family. The Quranic viewpoint was to purify the emotions and to return to life its clarity and to the family its beauty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, which translates as, and live with them honorably. If you dislike them, it may be that you dislike a thing and Allah brings through it a great deal of good. Surah An-Nisa, verse 19. And for this reason, Imam Ibn Kathir said about this verse, it means, and perhaps your patience in holding onto them despite your mutual dislike is much better for you in this world and in the hereafter. If the members of the family exchange love for stubbornness, and this is a bad sign, and the defeated beings, nothing can destroy a family as a stubbornness and argument. Small disagreements can be blown out of all proportion and become huge points of stubbornness. And major disagreement, however, often do we hear tell of or witness marriages failing through they are but newly wed. Many researchers have decided that family breakdown is the main cause of a juvenile delinquency. Therefore, the family is responsible for protecting itself from disunity before it experiences breakdown and ceases to function as a family unit. Also, one cannot pretend that life is or should always be trouble-free. Quite the opposite, in fact. A normal, healthy life will always have its ups and downs. Everything in this world, no matter how insignificant, has wisdom behind it and serves a purpose. So what is the role of a Muslim family? In a Muslim community, the family plays several important roles, the most important being increasing the progeny of the Muslim nation. The Prophet said, marriage is one of my traditions, and whoever does not follow my traditions is not one of us. So get married. For that way, you will increase the nation in strength and number. That's narrated by Ibn Majah. Having many children increases the strength of the community, in addition to increasing one's personal status and being well remembered after death. Advocates of birth control do not wish the Muslim community any good. And their weak arguments show that they have been afflicted with pessimism, uncertainty in the truth of Islam and the last day, and mistrust in Allah's will. Teaching and raising Muslim youth is a job for the whole family. In fact, the home is the first school in which, and this important job should not be left to maids or nurses. The child that nurses from his mother's milk also receives her compassion and affection. Conversely, a child which is cared for and raised by maids will never receive the same love, warmth, and affection, and nor will they have a correct Islamic upbringing. The Muslim family is held responsible before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the correct Islamic upbringing of its children, instilling in them the concept of worship of Allah and following His prescribed way in their lives. Do our families today fulfill their childbearing and educational responsibilities? Does our method of raising children give them the power to resist the wrongdoings? Do members of the family gather together to learn the Quran Or do they gather to watch acts of disobedience to Allah, such as bad things on bad television shows? Do our children find in our homes useful lessons, good examples and good manners? Any shortcomings or omissions in the family's job of raising its children will have negative effects on the behavior of the children. And in turn, this will have a negative effect on the thoughts, structure, and security of the community. Parents will be asked about the fulfillment of their parental duties. Ibn Umar related that Prophet ﷺ said, "All of you are guardians and all of you are responsible for your words." An imam is a guardian and he is responsible for his words. Among the local community, a man is a guardian in his family and he is responsible for his dependents. A lady is a guardian in her husband's house and she is responsible for her charges, children, property under her control. This narrated by Bukhari and Muslim. One responsibility of a parent is to cleanse the house from all vice. To ensure that all members of the family perform all of their religious duties, and to encourage them to perform good and loved deeds. One of the main goals of the family is to teach its children to love and respect the masjid, and build strong ties between its children and the masjid. For the masjid is an essential part of the life of a Muslim. Instilling love of the masjid is a great and important part of upbringing, deep in effect and implants in a child respect, good values and manners. A Muslim family which is based on faith in Allah will be able to hold on to Islamic morals and manners and feel a great attachment to the masjid. It is able, by the light of the Quran, to bring into the world children who will become brave heroes, scholars, slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sincere leaders, pious Muslim men, and worshipful women. Such families fill a glorious page in the books of history. Today, the Muslim family faces a grim offensive aimed at shaking its very foundations by undoing the family ties, spoiling the woman's characters, discarding the family values, and calling child nudity, mixing of the sexes, and the disinhabitation. And if this family is destroyed, will there then remain any Muslim nation? And if it does remain, it will be marginalized. Brother in Islam, building a family on a sound, rational basis is not an easy task. Conversely, it is a momentous duty that requires preparation, and a married life is not all fun and games. Rather, it is a series of responsibilities and duties. Whoever proposes marriage without ability or suitability is ignorant, unaware of the wisdom of Allah's divine law. And whoever uses marriage for evil purposes or denies its rights deserves the anger of Allah and his punishment. So one must always behave righteously in this life. Allah says, which translates as, "O you who believe, ward off yourselves and your families against a fire, the hellfire whose fuel is men and stones." Surah Al-Tahrim, verse 6. Family life is a life of work, and life has its costs and burdens. So it needs someone to be in charge, to direct its actions and supervise its safety. This leadership is called Qiyamah, Al-Qibala in the Quran, and it is a lot of the man. Leadership is not for the purpose of reverence and domination, but it is a post of supervision and upbringing. It does not mean denying the wife her own responsibility and wishes, or preventing her from expressing her opinions or having any say of what goes on in the family. Allah has prepared the woman for certain jobs and has prepared the man for certain jobs. They are each suited to their own jobs by reason of the physical and mental differences between them. If women were made to be the protector and maintainers in place of a man, the woman would be charged with more than she could handle, and the family would be deviated from its normal course and would face trials and difficulties. There are essential differences between men and women that enable them to perform the gender-specific tasks which have naturally and traditionally been theirs to perform. If the roles of a man and woman were reversed, it would harm the family and ultimately the community at large. Those people who call for the removal of man's natural way and leadership are fools, because it goes against the natural law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The head of the household is required to strike a balance between his work, his acts of worship, and being free for his family, to give each one its due. For example, the rights of the wife, bringing up the children. And if the head of the household is unable to make time to sit by himself or with members of the family to talk to them and listen to them later on when it is too late to do so or is no longer possible, he will regret not having made the time. Abdullah ibn Umar ibn al-As said, the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Abdullah ibn al-As, I have been told that you fast all day and then stay up all night and worship. Do not do so, for your body has its rights on you, and likewise your wife has rights upon you. Fast and break your fast. Fast 3 days in each month, for that is as if you were fasting your whole life. Narrated by Bukhari and Muslim. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة. Supplicate by Allah. Accept our supplication at this time. صلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. رفض محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم introduced a new dimension into the human relationship of man and woman. He gave them a new philosophy of life, enriched them the family with love, delight, comfort, mercy, and security, and at the same time enabling them all to gain normal goodness and spiritual excellence through this relationship. Woman regained her lost dignity, honor and status through the efforts of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She was given an equal status with man as his partner in the building of human society, its culture and civilization. Both played equal but not similar parts in the building of human society, according to the natural ability, skill, and aptitude of each. Both enjoyed equal rights in marriage, social, economic, and other activities, as two equal partners contributing to the growth and enrichment of society. In the marital relationship of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is a treasure of knowledge for married people who are in search of real and lasting peace and happiness. The family life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a unique example of love, affection, kindness, and civility. He pointed out the fragile and tender nature of womanhood and advised men to give her kind and loving treatment. His own life with his wives is a living example for his excellent and noble character in this respect. It may here be pointed out that although Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam treated all his wives equally and with justice and lived with them very happily, he never allowed his love for his family to influence his fair conduct or adversely affect any of his fundamental principles of life. Sir William Moore remarks on the person and the character of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as follows. In a domestic life, the conduct of Muhammad was exemplary. As a husband, his fondness and devotion were entire. As a father, he was loving and tender. In his youth, he lived a virtuous life. And at the age of 25, he married a widow, 40 years old, during whose lifetime for 5 and 20 years, he was a faithful husband to her alone. Prophet Muhammad as a father. The Prophet had a number of children and he loved them all. Whenever his youngest daughter, Fatima, came to see him, he stood up, kissed her, and made her sit near him. Anas said, "I have never seen anyone more kind to his family than Allah's Messenger." Narrated by Muslim. He also reported that when Ibrahim, his youngest son, was dying, tears began to fall down from Allah's Messenger eyes. Abdurrahman ibn Auf said to him, "You too, Messenger of Allah?" He replied, "Ibn Auf, it is compassion." Then he shed more tears and said, "The eyes weep and the heart grieves, but we say only what our Lord is pleased with, and we are grieved over being separated from you, Ibrahim." As narrated by Bukhari and Muslim. Although he loved his children and grandchildren like any father and treated them well and with great affection, he never let his love and affection for them make him sacrifice his principle in any circumstances. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has left us universal principle of education, which, if we apply them, can help children attain real and lasting peace and happiness in life by teaching them how to treat
the path of righteousness and avoid wrong and evil ways. He pointed out that there was no wisdom in trying to save one's children from the heat of the sun while leaving them to burn in the eternal fire of hell. All you who believe, save yourselves and your families from a fire whose fuel is humans and stones. اللهم اصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا واصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا واصلح لنا آخرتنا التي إليها معدنا واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا من كل خير والموت راحة لنا من كل شر ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا وبلغنا مما يرضيك آمالنا واختم بالباقيات الصالحات أعمالنا اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا وإمامنا وقدوتنا وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون وأقم الصلاة.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد